with Rashi and Yeralef and Meralef. Hachazan. Rashi says, Chazan HaKnesses, Hamakra Shiva Hakura Matura. The person who's in charge of the issues in the shul, who reads for the seven Kurim, in other words, officially that's what he's supposed to do, is read, then they read with him. He's not sure where they're going to start tomorrow. What parsha they're in, but Roya Hechen Kurim, Sinokisha Beis Rabban, Bishabazu. He goes by Friday night, sees where the children are learning, Behain Kurim, Beseder, they're learning the parsha of the week. They're using the candles or the lamps to learn the parsha. He knows that it's the parsha of the week. That's one shot. Let's read the second shot. Chazan Malamitinak is the person who's teaching. He's checking out at night time exactly where he's going to teach them. So he wants to look at the beginning and the end of each, you know, just the look over the sections quickly, so he's allowed to get a sort of a brief synopsis of the section he's teaching them, but he can't actually learn. Similarly, they said in regards to making distancing oneself from an Avera. The same thing would be a Tahor, man who's Torah with a woman who's a Nida, b'nei hergel aveira, b'nei shemateach shemisyachdim, yabalivol zaba shebekoris. There's a chi of koris for being barla zaba a Nida, and they could be together without some type of a reminder, etc. Eating, mishas eating together. Rashi says misyachad. It's a little bit difficult to understand what Rashi's saying. The chila will bring to a yichad, which will bring to be a. Not sure exactly what Rashi is doing. Okay, Tanan Hosam. Vayamad Adam Bershusa Yachid, Miyishta Bershusa Rabim. Bershusa Rabim, Miyishta Bershusa Yachid. A person cannot stand in one Rishus and put his head into the other Rishus and drink, pick up a Kli and drink. There's a well in the Rishusa Rabim. So he sticks his head out of his Rishusa Yachid, picks up the Kli and drinks, because we're afraid that he might pull his head back with the kli, or vice versa. So he can't do that. Abul imhichtas rosha verubay lamakim shuhu shoysa is mutter. But if he puts the majority of his body into the rishus, then that functions as a hecker to remember not, that's not the normal way you would do it, so that reminds him that he can't pull back. Tosis asked the Kasha that when even if it's Rosh HaVerubai, there's still going to be a Hitzoah, because the water that he drinks, or, you know, can be the upper, ends up in his stomach. His upper torso is inside. Is that, why isn't that a concern? So it says that the halacha regards the halacha is considered the moment that he swallows, not when it hits his stomach. You know, once it goes into the system, you know exactly where it lands, etc. That's not, we're not going to get involved in that. Okay. So, became begas, and the Mor is going to discuss what is this became begas. Ibor lehu. Someone wants to know karmelis mai. Begas is a place where they crush the grapes. We'll see what it means in regards to in a second. Carmelis mai. So this issue from a case where you have a well and a carmelis, or vice versa. Can you reach out, go from one to the other, from the shusayachid to the carmelis, or not? Did they make this gzer? You can't drink there. Gzer, you might come to actually pull it, transfer it. So Amar Baya, it's the same concern. And they answered, you cannot put your head into a carmelis, stand the Rishos Yochel, put your head into a carmelis and drink. You'd have to put Rosh HaBerubai into the carmelis, because the Xeri, he might, if he just puts his head, he might pull back with the keli, with the water. And then he's transferring from a carmelis to Rishos Yochel, or vice versa. Rava says, Rava Omar, he gufa gezeru, va'anan nikum, v'nigzer gzeru l'gzeru. The whole history of Carmelis is only Xeri you might if a person cares from a caramel to a shesayach, he might care from a shesayach to a shesayach. So the whole list of caramels itself is only a gzeira. So you can make a gzeira to protect the gzeira. We don't make gzeiras to protect the gzeiras. Tosis points out that Abaya agrees to that in general. As a matter of fact, that phrase, higuf a gzeira, but not gzeira, is actually a phrase that Abaya said in Beya Daf Gimel. That's Abaya talking. So he agrees to the concept, these fields, regards to this, of Hitzor, which is a much more common issur. People aren't so focused on it, etc. The gzeira would apply even a gzeira to gzeira. Okay. Amar Abaya Menah Minala. Where do I get they made this gzeira to gzeira? Because it says, the ktani b'chein b'gas. So, because the Mishnah over there says, b'chein b'gas. What is my gas? What was the case of the gas? Irishas Yachud is Tanina. Already said, Rishas Yachud, Rishas Rabim, or vice versa, you can't do. Irishas Rabim, Tanina. Already said, you can't go from Rishas Rabim back and forth. Allah of Carmelis. It must be the case that Bechem Agas is referring to a Carmelis. So the Mishnah said that they asked this issue of sticking your head into the gas and drinking over there. Imagine the drink would be wine, right? You want to stick your head in and take a little bit of wine out of the gas and drink it. Well, you can't do that if you're in Rishas Yachud, even though it's a Carmelis to Rishas Yachud. You can't do it. So that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Omer Bechem Agas is not actually referring to Hilchos Shabbos. It's the Inyan Meister. It's referring to the Lachos of Meister. Okay? Mechena Rav Sheshes, Mechena Megas, Inyan Meister. What is that, the issue with regards to Meister? So, we're going to quote actually a Mishnah in Sethus Meisters. While the wine is in the gas, it's still considered that it's not Nigmar Malacha. It's Nigmar Malachtoi. If it's not Nigmar Malachtoi, you're allowed to drink it Aroy and not Keva. So the halacha sees the idea of sticking your head into the gas and drinking it is a situation of aroy. It's not a situation of keva. So kolzman is not. There's not a gemar balat to the meiser, which is you take it out of the gas where it's crushed and you put it into storage. So hds aroy or achilas aroy is mutter, and hds keva is aser. So now we want to know if a person sticks his head into the gas, which is a shtias aroy, is there any concern that the person will take it out? So to take it out is a problem of keva. So you can't do that. So the Mishnah is saying you're allowed to put yourself in a way that you're not going to be pulling out, and that's a shtias aroy, and that's mut. Where do we find such an idea? It's not. Shaisan al gas, you're allowed to drink in the gas, bain al khamin, bain al sunan. Upata, dibra meir. So they would do mazika in their wine, so he wasn't just. They would mix it with water. So it wasn't just he stuck his head into the gas, it means he took a cup with some water and he mixed it with the wine into the water, or the water into the wine, or whatever. So it wasn't just he stuck it. He took a sip. He came here. He came prepared because he drank the wine with water. So now let's say he decides he wants to mix it with some hot water. So there's no difference between mixing with hot water, mixing with cold water. It's you're allowed to drink it while a la gas, while you're by the gas. Rabbi Lozer Ben Sodik says is mechayim. He says no, that you can't drink it as such. In this situation, you can't drink it. And the chamim armim alachamin is chayiv, alasunin is potter. If it's cold water, so you mix it with cold water, then it's potter, because consider that it's not as if you've taken it out, really, because whatever's left over, you can pour back in. The fact that you mix it with some water will not affect the wine which is in the gas. But if you mix hot water into the gas, it affects the wine. So if you did it al-chamin, whatever you've taken out, it has been taken out, and it's going to stay out. It's not going to be going back in. So that's already considered like you've taken it out, and now it's considered a machlokes. So we had to learn either. It's like now it's like it's has its gemar malacha, or it's a kol achilas shtias keva. One or the other. So it's not like you're drinking alagas anymore because it's equivalent to taking it out totally. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It says that's a deal. You're allowed to stick your head in and drink halagas. That's mutter, but you shouldn't be doing it in a way that you're going to be pulling back. Okay. Let us see. Now the Mor is going to now challenge how Rav and Abaye learn our Mishnah, and that's why it's here, obviously. But let's see Rashi. Bottom Rashi in Yod Aleph Amud Aleph. So Yamad Adam B'Shus Yachid. You're going to stick your hands into the rabbim, use a kli and drink. You say, "Rishem and Yotzi, a kli elob." He might bring the kli to himself. The language of Rashi. What if it a little bit better if you would have said, "Rishus a rabbim." Because the gezeres you might pull the kli out to yourself. Rashi says hitzah. That either way, I mean, hitzah before hitzah can go but either direction. And so there is actually a gezeres which has the Rashi saying the opposite. Became begas. Mekamei meforish. So the more is going to explain what gas is. Karmel is going bika the rabbanon who it's on the rabbanon. Does al hachlas al hitzah that the iser of being machlas and moitzi to shas yochir or which is rabbin is on the rabbanon. Mahu lamed rishus ayachid or rishus arabim, v'yoshit roish lechatchila l'soicha. Can he stick his head from rishus ayachid to bika or rishus arabim to bika, or vice versa, v'yishte. So by says he it's the same thing. K'shem shesarnu zubim mishasenu kach zuvaser. Just like this is also that's also. Rabbi says he gufa. I feel the yotzi a kli mitoichel rishus ayachid. Even if he would take the kli. To the Shusha Yachid, or Mitechel, or you would take a cleat from the Carmelist to the Shusha Rabbim. It's all in the Rabbanon, Ba'alma, who's all in the Rabbanon. Vanon Nikim, Menigzer, we should make a Gzera, who shot this Roshoi, Otto, who saw us cleat, you can't put your head there because you might take the cleat, because then, and if you do to protect, they say it's all in the Rabbanon, and if you take it, it's all in the Rabbanon. Toysis. Tosis points out in the case of the Mishnah of Loyetzeh Chayv Machtoy, we're afraid Shemishkach V'yetze. So Tosis says, in the case of Shemishkach V'yetze, what are we afraid of? If a person forgets that he has the Machat, and then he walks out with a machat stuck in his bag, and the lach is, even he does it on Shabbos, it's not a chiv d'reis. Melechus machshavas asotar. He has to be aware that he's doing a malacha. He's not aware that he's doing a malacha. He's not aware, he forgot that he has the machat stuck in his bag. So according to Abaye, you say, listen, we don't want you putting it there on Shabbos because we don't want you doing things which are also in Rabbon even on Shabbos. According to Rabbi, that we don't make it l'gzera. So what exactly is the concern? Don't stick things in your bag because you might forget that they're there and walk out on Shabbos. And if you do, you only tell the Rabbanon. So you're making a gezeirah in Erev Shabbos to protect the Nisa Rabbanon on Shabbos. So Tosfos says that you're going to have to learn that he'll remember put away the needle, because if you leave the needle in your bag, needles in your bag will remind you that it's a weekday. And it's a weekday, so you'll notice this thing, you're allowed to carry the thing out. And that's a deraisa, if that would happen on Shabbos. So he'll notice the machad in his baggad, which reminds him of his job, and he's busy thinking about the tailoring job he has to do, and he says, well, okay, let's go take care of that. And he'll forget that it's Shabbos, because he dressed weekday thing. Because he's got this needle in his baggad, like he always has during the middle of the week. So we let him keep a machat in his baggad, Erev Shabbos, you say, when you remember, please put it away. Don't have it there, because if you leave it there, we're afraid that might continue into Shabbos. He'll notice the machat, forget that it's Shabbos, and walk out with the machat. That's the test you have to learn according to Rabbi.
So the presumption is he doesn't have special clothes for Shabbat when he changes into.
Well, if he did, I hope he wouldn't be putting his needle into
that's
it.
That's the point.
Right.
I don't understand. I mean, if someone has regular, forget about the needle, someone just has regular, he's wearing his weekday clothes, right? And he has wallet in his pocket. So he's, Why aren't we concerned to say, well, he's going to, you know, see his begotten, he's going to say, oh, it's weekday begotten, and then carry.
I don't think they made a gzera on the begotten. It was something which is part of it, which is made functions for the purpose of malacha. It'll remind them of malacha. So it's a weekday type of thing. So you shouldn't be putting that on your bag. I don't know what you have, which is a malacha thing, which would do that. But if you ben chanami, there is a din of being mashvish begotten and taking things out. You know, supposed to have things in your put things in your pocket.
Well, but is there a problem doing it? Was it like a half hour before Shabbos to have your weekday begotten on with a wallet or something?
I'm not aware that they answered it, but you know, those, I'm not sure the wallet is. I don't think they answered the wallet, but something which is function is the purpose of malacha that gives a status of weekday on it.
When you said it was derisive, you meant derisive quote saw.
It saw. Okay, it's a krashi vayter. So what was the case of the gas? Inam rishis ha-yochid, kagoyin gavoya, yod, it was a gas which was 10 tfachim high. The Mishnah said, lo yamad rishis ha-rabim, v'yishter the seicha, you can't stand rishis ha-rabim drinking the gas. Tanina. Okay, we know, this already said that, rishis ha-yochid, you can't do that. Rishis ha-rabim, kagoyin, ena gavoya gimel, you have this very, it's in the middle of rishis ha-rabim, and it's very low, it's only not even 3 tfachim high. It's this little gathering of wine over there, so it must be it's a caramelist. That's because that case is also mentioned. So the case it was a caramelist. Tosus points out that even though it's caramelist for kalim, but the gas normally was mechuber lekarka, so it's not considered a kalim. So Rava says no, it's referring to William Meister. The shtiyah la gas mamish shle oker mishav lahitziya chutzah havishtiyah saroy. Drinking while you're actually in the gas is considered shtiyas aroy. Upotami meiser, it's part of a meiser called manshul yored the bor shu gemar malach to the meiser. So the place where they would crush it, not the gemar malacha. After you would crush it, they eventually would flow out from there to the bor, which would hold it. So that bor which holds it, that's already considered gemar malacha the meiser. Now it's separated out and it's wine. But till as long as it's in the gas, it's not. There's no gemar malacha. And malacha is before gemar malacha. You're allowed to drink or eat. Case of Meiser, in a way which is a roy. Not you can't make a meal out of it, but to take a snack you could. To take a quick drink you could. So while it's in the gas, shtiyas a roy is mutter. So drinking in the gas is considered by Chazal shtiyas a roy. It's not where you how you normally drink. You would take your case and go and sit down somewhere. So as long as you're in the gas, it's still called a shtiyas cabin. That's mutter. As long as the wine is still in the gas. But once you take it out, that's considered ready keva. Change the light to the hachzar meiser. That you're not planning to put the remainder back. The meiser is also, even though it's not considered gemar malacha because it didn't go to the boar yet. And the Rashi learns, so it's not considered gemar malacha, but it's a shtiyas keva. And shtiyas keva is also even before gemar malacha. And the defining element of whether it's keva or aroy is if you're planning to put the rest of it back, Rashi says. If you plan to put the rest of it back, so that's considered an aroy. You're just taking a quick taste and pouring the rest back. Whereas this, you're planning to sit down to drink, and this becomes your cup, and etc. So the Chachamim say, but so that's what the Mishnah says, b'chein begas, you can't do this because you might pull back. B'chamin, shemoske b'chamin, if you mix it with hot water, shuv and a royal hachzor meiser. You can't put the rest back. Shlo yachmitz es hayayin machmas achamin, because the hot water going into the gas apparently would speed the process of the wine turning into vinegar. Okay. Zot the Gemara.
This idea of that, you know, you don't have the gas to be master. Why would that make a difference? I mean, if you're thinking about other cases, why the gas special out of that respect? I mean, anytime you're having it feels awry, it's because, yeah, you want to eat it, you're not going to put it back.
The idea, what I understand is the idea, we look at what's happened by the idea of by the gas, it's considered a roy, at least the way Rashi is understanding it, is you're standing there and just taking a quick drink, and whatever you'd have left over, you would return. But if, suppose I'm taking away wine for the purpose of drinking. So if I put it into the kodesh with the intention not to return it, so according to the chachamim, which I cannot return it, that's it. I've taken this wine out, and now its function now is to be for purpose of I'm mixing it, and making a drink out of it. Where else do you have that? There was the picture of a roy is you're popping something into your mouth, right? So that's we're not seeing it as it's not seeing it being seen as popping something into your mouth. If you're taking it out with intention of keeping it separate already. A roy would similar. You would say the similar element of a roy. Not that it's a defining element. You have a similar concept. You take five kernels and you put two kernels back. Whereas if you're making a meal, you've designated it and put it to the side.
So if I put mustard on something.
Yeah, there are certain things which are considered keva. If you start adding condiments, melach is considered. Once you add melach, it's considered as a keva. It's not a roy anymore. Let's go back to our mission now. So the mission says you can't go out with the machat. My love isn't the case. So right now the Mor is going to assume, and this is maybe contrary to what we assume we learned in the Mishnah, that the Mor assumes that carrying it out in the baget would not be chayav deraisa. It's not considered the normal derech itzah. You don't normally carry the machat in the baget. So even if we forget to carry it out as such, he wouldn't be chayiv. And still the Chazal asked Erev Shabbos unto that. So that's a gzeirah l'gzeirah. So it's a kasha and rova. Moses Lloyd did not let beyond it. The concern which the Mishnah is talking about is, it didn't say that he shouldn't go out with the machat in his bag. It says he shouldn't go out with the machat. So the case was he had it in his hand. You cannot take it out Erev Shabbos in your hand. There you might take it out in your hand on Shabbos. Okay. Where it says no toshma bring your brayso. So the brayso says lo yetsa echayt b'machtoi hatzchubul abebigdoi. So the brayso says you cannot go out with the machat in the baget. My love, isn't that brayso talking about Erev Shabbos? It's a parallel brayso to our Mishnah, saying Erev Shabbos, don't do that, because there you might do that on Shabbos. So you see, a gzera l'gzera, because carrying it in the bag is only a drabonet. You can't carry it in the bag. The Mor says, no. Lo, kitanya hi b'Shabbos. That brayso talking about, don't go out on Shabbos with the machat in the bag, which is drabonet. But that's not talking about a gzera l'gzera, that's talking about the first gzera. Ay, but Tanya, there is a different price which says Lo Yetzei Chayt B'Machtoi Hatchuva B'Bigdoi Be'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Don't go out near Shabbos with a machat in the baget, because you might do it on Shabbos. That's Gzera L'Gzera. So my answer is Hamoni, according to Rava, it's Rabbi Yehuda, Damer Uman Derech Umanoso is Chayt. Even though it's not normal for people to take it out as such, but for an Uman who does do this sometimes, is considered a normal derech etzah, and he would be chayv. And that's, so according to him, it's deraisa. So there would be possible to make a gzera erev Shabbos. Don't do it erev Shabbos. Gzera, you might do it on Shabbos, and then it's deraisa. The Tanya, Raisa says, lo yeseh chayv b'machtoi hatchubel b'bigdoi. This is talking about on Shabbos. You cannot go out with the machat in the baget. Velo nagar b'kisim sheba osnoi. A carpenter should not go with kisim, which was used. It was used for marking things. So he would have this kisim there, which he would use to mark where to cut, and with his carpentry. Rashi points out the purpose of doing these things. They used to wear them that people should notice that's their job, and they would be interested in hiring them. How do I advertise that I'm a carpenter? So I walk around with this thing with my pencil behind my ear. Everybody says, why is it a pencil? Must be that's what he does. So, person which is which he Rashi says he combs begadim, so which he smooths out begadim, and I found the interest in Rashi Taitis Sarek is going on the begadim. Sarek would be the person who would process the wool, but Rashi says he is Sarek the begadim, and they would use the if you would set it like up on a part of the process, you'd set up on a board. So you set up on a board, you want to make it tight, you put your pins in over here, your pins in over here. So they would use like a mashicha, a thread, a piece of a cord, which is used to tie it, to hold it down. So that was his mashicha, Zom Shad Rashi. Gardi be'ira shabaznoi. The gardi can't go out with an ira. Ira is a piece of... when you would on the loom, so you have your chassis set up, and you would put the orif through. The way you put your orif through is you would put it through in some type of a spindle. You would throw it across. So you want the orif thread to unravel as it goes across. You don't want the whole thing to plop out. So you had the container, you'd put the orif, you would make a spindle of orif thread, it fits inside the container, and after you stick inside, you would stuff up the hole, and just leave enough room for the thread to come out. So that was what was used to stuff up the hole was called the ira. So that was a piece of wool or a piece of semi of cotton, which was used to stuff up the hole. So they would walk out carrying that, again, for the people to notice that a person who is a dyer, Bedugma Shabbatsavoroi, so he would have a nice, he would have different colors around his, piece of black, red, blue, that's what he does, He wasn't making a new style, that was, people would notice that that's what he does. So, they would put a dinner by their ear. Okay, that's an interesting one to balance. Anyway, Shulchani, the money exchanger. This is not a normal way to carry these things. An Uman would do it for the purpose of advertising, but he's not chayiv if he does it. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Uman Derechum Nasoi is chayiv. Rishar Kalodim is potter. So, this brisa would be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how Rava would answer the brisa, the machat bebigdoi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is the brisa. Let's see Rashi. My love to chuba bebigdoi. The case of our mishnah is that the machat is in the baggage. Shein derech it so bekach. That's not how you carry out a machat. If you look at the mishnah zarabim, mishnah hashecha ishvus ba'amu. It's only the rabbanon if you carry out the mishnah zarabim on Shabbos. We make a gzera erev Shabbos to prevent him from doing it on Shabbos. Alma gazrinan leisur Shabbos gzera legzera. We make gzera legzera in regards to hutzah. Some more answers. Ketanya hiba Shabbos atzma. No. So the more answers are talking about going out in his hand. That brings a brisa which says don't go out with the machat in the beged. The answer is that brisa is talking about the Shabbos atzma. The chad gzera ikur. There's only one gzera over there. Gzera, which we make a gzera of tchuba bebigdoi ota hechad amapa piyadaim. Don't go out carrying it in your bag, because you might go out carrying it in your hand on Shabbos. We're talking about on Shabbos. It says there's another brisa which says erev Shabbos you can't go out with the machat in the bag. The answer is it's going with an uman derechum nasoi according to like Rabbi Yehuda. Uman hamoitzi derech uman asoi shiraga lotzeis leprokim kein b'chol eschai. Uman which goes out sometimes this way during the weekdays is considered a valid way of hitzah. The hasha l'day, so according to, if that's the case, according to Yehuda, leka elochad gezerah. The gezerah in some lechashecha atu chashecha. According to Yehuda, you're making gezerah, can't do it on Erev Shabbos because you might do it on Shabbos and michayev echatas. Bekisim Shabbos is kisim aruch b'shava. You have a long piece of thin piece, slender piece of wood, which is shava, which is straight. Kain sargalosh masartin bo has svarim shikar and virbalaz, similar to the sargalo. Actually, it was used in the Mishnah, referring to as a compass, but the compass has the one piece which you use to what's the word I'm looking for? Make the impression, make it a little long, something that there's a word for it. What? Rather, yeah. The same. So if you want to make a line, so one of the sides of the compass is you want to draw the line with the compass. The second, so you have your point, then you have the other one, which we use a pencil. They use a pencil. They use the thing which would make an impression around. So it's called a sargalo. So if you want to be similarly, if you want to make lines in your sefer to write, because that's how they wrote, right, and make that impression. You'd use a blunt kind of an instrument which would leave an impression into the parchment that was called a sargal. So similarly, he would use that for the purpose of by mashavim es anasorim kederach negorim shalonu mashim and tias kaps. They would make a mark on the wood where to cut. So that was how they would make their mark. The purpose of taking these things out wasn't that he was, carry them around to be ready for any moment's notice in case you're in the middle of the street and somebody comes to you with a job to start cutting. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose was to publicize that was your work. Sirik begadim shikaran fili rish. You would comb out the begadim. B'mashicha hu kosher hakotim shikaram kardunch. You would use it to tie up the kotzim, which was the needles that they used to hold it in place. The pins was these. You'd use thorns for that. Megamas a beged tofer umachaber by base Russian, or you can use this mashicha to sort of to sew into the beged and hold on to the two ends. Kishemoyscha yisaidus umnus lechayv to bemakos lizkayf esarot. So the goal of combing it was to sort of bring out the weft of the thing. Woof, which one, whatever, right? I can't ever remember. But so you have the same problem, right? Okay. So you want to give it a little bit of lift by doing that. So you would do it by banging on it. The way you would bang it is when you want to stretch it. You would stretch it by using this mashicha. Ira hu temer, it's temer geffen, wool or cotton, shesosim by pi hakona, you put into the they would use hakona, a hollow reed, la'achar shenich b'secha p'kiyois of ha'orev, the bobbin of the orif thread, and you would stick it inside the corner, and it was loose in there. That's the way we'd be able to move around and let out the thread. So you don't want the whole thing popping out. So you would then fill up the hole of the end of the corner, mishar benek of malay chut. You would leave the opening of a chut's worth and thread the thread through orif. You would throw the kana across the chassis. Vapikia misgagol asecha. The pikia would roll around inside, but it wouldn't come out. But it wouldn't pop out. It wouldn't fall out of the kana because you'd fill up the hole at the end. Dugma maat semer tzavua odim or maat tzavua shocher. A little bit of you'd have this some wool dyed black and red and black. All the different colors. Shemara lebehem dugma laacher that he'd be able to show his customers. Lezu kizat tirzo, kizat tirzo. What do you want? This color? You want that color? So he would show the different colors. Okay. Now, the more now is going to move from the discussion in regards to the Mishnah to this Machlokes in Rambam and Yehuda and apply it to other places. Tony Chada, we learned the one brayso lo yetsay hazov b'kisoy, a person who's a zov, so he has this flow coming out of his male organ, which is So he would put some type of a container there to catch it. So he can't go out wearing that on Shabbos. Vim yotza is potter of a loser. If he goes out wearing it, he's potter, he's only potter. He's not chayiv. It's not a normal derech chutzah, so he's not chayiv for most people. V'tanya yidach, and the other different brayso says, lo yetze, a zov cannot go out carrying his keys. Vim yotza is chayiv chatas. If he does go out, he's chayiv chatas. So Rabbi Yosef, loy kash, it's not a problem, it's just steering brayso. Horeb Meir, Horeb Yehuda. Since Rebuta creates this idea that if this person, this is a normal thing to do, even though for the vast majority of the populace it's not, that's chayiv. So a person who's a zov, it's normal to have a keys. So it's like an umen, a person who's an umen carries out his kli umnus, and that's normal. So a person who's a zov carries out a keys, that's normal for him. That's called derech chutzah, even though for most people that's not considered a normal derech chutzah, how to carry such an item. So I'm going to buy it. Emer the Shemata Leil Rebeir B'midi Lav Haino Urche in something which is not normal. B'midi the Haino Urche Mi Shemata Leil. So even Rebeir's point was that the Uman himself doesn't. Rashi says he only carries it out leprokin. That it's not the definition of an Uman is he always carried this way. That's not how it means. Even himself, he doesn't carry out for his purposes of his work. He carries it out for the purpose of a dogma. So once in a while he would do that. That wasn't the constant way to carry it. But something which any person who's a woman would always carry it that way, or may would also agree to a Behuda that's called normal Hutzah. So any person who's a Zov always carries a kis. So that's a normal Derech Hutzah. So even a mayor should agree that it should be Chayiv, so you're not answering your stira in the two braises. Dilutei Mahochi. If you don't say that, but it means, so you're saying according to the mayor that it's something which is totally normal for the person in this situation to do, even though the vast majority of people do not do it as such, so it's not considered normal, so I would then apply to other Melech HaShabbos, Elamayat, which come out the following thing. Hedit Shechocha Kav Bebikas B'Shabbos, the Remeir, Hochinam de la Mechayiv. So, it's a flip side Raya, but it's a flipped around Raya. In other words, we're saying, so a person, instead of going to the carpenter to carve out his bowl in his piece of wood, he decides to do it himself. She says, oh, it's not chayiv, because usually it's done by the carpenter. So, even though what he did was a totally normal action, but it's not the average way of doing it. You're not going to be chayiv. I mean, not mistaber. So Remeir would only be chayiv each, you know, you'd have to go out and find, even though it's a totally normal thing to do what he's doing right now, but you know, you have to go and measure the vast majority of the populace doesn't do this. They take it to the woman. So the vast majority of the populace is not a zov, and they don't carry out their keys like that. So that's what you would say. I mean, if that's what you're saying, so that should come out this din. It's a little bit of a. Rav Moshe says. That it's interesting assumption of the Gemara that the Gemara makes assumption that said this was like, you know, we have our Gallup poll telling you that this is the vast majority of people do not go to, like, how maybe most people do the bikkus in themselves. I mean, he says the case was he wanted a kav was a means of measure which held the kav, so to be called a kav, that's something which needs a shikah more umnus than the average person. You know, I can make a pretty rough bowl, etc. But I need a bowl which holds exactly 8 ounces. I'm not going to be able to do. And it's very much harder for me to do. The average person would take it to the Uman. So you're doing it yourselfer. It's not. But on the other hand, you can't say when he does it, he's doing something which is abnormal. The mice is always a totally normal mice when he did it. So why shouldn't it be chayiv? So therefore, Rabbi says Remeir really should hold in this case chayiv. So we have to give a different explanation why in this brisa, the brisa says it's potter. Remeir and Behuda is not going to work. Right. work. Elamar Rav Hamnuna. No pun intended. Elamar Rav Yehuda. Elamar Rav Hamnuna. Lakasha kan bezov bal shtei riyus, kan bezov bal gimel riyus. So, if a person is a zov, the loch is that he has one flow and then he has a second flow. So he gets a total din of a zov. However, he's not chayav a korban. He goes through the process of being matar himself. He's not chayav a korban. If he has three flows of a ziva, so then he is chayav a korban. So a person who puts the key, a person who's a zov of two riyas, puts the keys there. Part of the purpose of the keys is to see if he gets a third flow. He needs to be mavar. He doesn't want to, he needs to be mavar what his status is. So he puts it there for the purpose of catching the flow to want to have it. So he's doing it because he wants it. So more later on, he's going to get involved with melacha tzricha legufa. He wants the flow. He wants to have it to see if he has a sentence of three. Person is about gemarias. Get in the shdon. Like what's don't do between 3, 4, and 5. Mora says no. Maisha zov bal shtei riyus the chayiv to be boiled the bedika. He needs it for the purpose of a bedika to see if he has his next flow. Zov bal gimel nami mi boiled the svira. He counts his 7 clean days, so he needs to see if there's anything in there to see if he has clean days. The more answers, lo nitzucha ela leboy bayoy. On the day that he had the third flow, if he can't count as a clean day anyway. So if he has another flow, it's irrelevant. So for him, the purpose of putting it there is just to protect his clothing; it shouldn't get dirty. Not that he wants what's in there. So that's not considered a derech hitzah. The Mora says, "Well, homi boilei kadesh shelo yitan for kelim," but he wants the keli there. The hutzah is not on the ziva. The hutzah is on the keli. The keli he wants to have there to protect his clothing. So he does want hutzah for this purpose. So why didn't he chay for the hutzah on the keli? Because he wants to protect his clothing. So Omer Reb Zeira, Haytanahu the Omer Koli Tzulei Tinuf Loi Kachosh. If it's there for the purpose of not becoming dirty, that's not considered a chosh of a function. It's not. It's there just as a protective garment. That's not considered. No, that's not considered kosher. Now, so even though it's normal to do it, and he wants it to be there, because he wants it to be there not for itself, but as a way to protect something else, that's not considered a kosher derech hitzah. Okay, where do we find such a concept? That a tzulei tinuf is not considered chashiv. The Mora is going to bring a Mishnah to support that. But let's see Rashi. First wide line: kish shoysin lezov. He makes it's made to hold something. It's like a pocket. V'karsha lefiyom. He ties it on to around his male aver. The kabbalah says zov to catch the flow. So once it's chay, once it's pata, Rabbi Yehuda, the zu derech hitzasa bechol. That for him, that's a normal way to carry it out. So Mora says that Rabbi Meir only argued meaning the love hanorche. If you go in kolelo hashnuim lamal, all of the things we mentioned before, ain't derech hitzasa ela b'yad. The normal way to carry out, I feel the woman carries these things in his hand normally. El b'shal shu roitz lahachris laatzmai shu woman. He wants to advertise that he's a woman. He puts it in, by his ear. That's like weird. People will notice it and notice him. This is the normal way of carrying it out. So Misha Matale the Potter, where do you see that Rameir holds your potter in that case? If you don't say that, the mother Rameir, Misha called Darcha Bekach, that a person's Rameir is Moyer when someone is normal to do, even though he's not the vast majority of the populace, because people are not the Azov. So we don't say that. Sehedit shechacha kav bikis. Hoil ve'en u'umen. He's not an u'umen. Ve'en derech chakika b'kach. That's not normally how you do chakika. Normally an u'umen does the chakika, not a hedit. Hachinami the potter, the remeir. You tell me remeir, hold your potter. Yivkelo makayv remeir b'shabes el u'umnin. The only person who's chayiv is an uman, because that's usually the person who does it. That's not mistaber. This guy, he does chakika. So mechayiv yichayiv. Vachinami hoyel b'chol derech hitzor zu lezeh b'kach is chayiv. This person does it this type of hitzor this way. That's called normal chayiv. It's difficult. Rashi. Rashi has problems in the deepest Moshe. Rashi finds this Rashi. It's a funny binyan. Okay, so about Shavuos, chayiv, he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Lefisha kiss tzarich loy livuk atzma. He needs the kiss there to check himself. Imira oy shlishis, if he'll have a third flow. Via zov gomer the korban, via full zov, which is chayiv a korban. Bekim the tzricha loy. Have the day derech itzosu bekach. Since he needs it there to get what's there. So that's derech itzah. The more so, well, if he's a baal with gimel riyus, also miboyle this year. Let's see if he tar as of when it becomes, he stops his flow. The suffer loy shivas yamim. He has to count 7 days. Zayin nikiyim, 7 clean days. Mitzarchu lakiyus levara loy hayayim benikiyus. He has to check that day if he's clean or not. Shilu year beechem mehem. The loch is if he has a flow to any time during the 7 days, yister esakol, it knocks out the whole 7 days. To be in Ritzufim, you need 7 consecutive clean days. The Ksiv L'Tahara Soy has to be Tahara Achas L'Kulam. Has to be one unit of Tahara of 7 days. Tumah Mafsek is Beinayim. There can't be any Tumah in between. So he needs to wear this kiss to be Mavar if there is any Tumah. So we're answering the boy by Yom. But Oysa Yom, if that day was, his third flow was on Shabbos. The Shabbos, Roh Hariyah Shlishis, he saw the third flow. The Shuv and Tzarech L'Kiss, Kol Oysa Yom. Doesn't need the kiss anymore. Shein oisa yoyim emin yon arkiyim. He can't count that day as a clean day. Samor says, but he needs it to be, keep his clothing clean. That's not a normal derech itzah, just for the purpose of keeping your clothing. That's not considered chashiv. Like Tosis says, it's a function is to protect something else. It's not a chashiv of maisa itzah. Raj Loshan, it's not derech itzah. That is... I've underlined in my Gemara, that's a difficult Nakuda in Rashi. The Gemara is going to bring this idea, Tzulatina, from a Mishnah in Machshirin, but we're going to leave that for next week.